Awakening is a process, and the awakened mind isn't a finished product, but a project that we live moment by moment. But I think if we had to say what really constitutes the awakened or awakening mind, it's the point where your arrows no longer are pointing out from the now toward the me stories, or the you stories, or the past stories and the future stories, but that moment by moment in your life, you keep coming back to present moment awareness. You start into a me story, you hear yourself saying I or me, and something laughs because you know you're about to either be a little grandiose or a little depressive, and you come back into the present moment. And you let yourself start right where you are. So for a moment, start right where you are. What does it feel like in your body? Touch your own sensations with reverence. Let the current of your own aliveness well up inside of you, like a satisfying drink. When you find your mind is beginning to create stories about other people, suddenly you're aware these are just stories, these are judgments. That arrow of the compass of your mandalas has been turned back. Your referent for who you are is not a story, not a thought, but the immediacy of your awareness right now. Right now. Again, the substantialness of your own being. The spaciousness of your mind, the clarity of your perception. Seeing that others are suffering because of the stories they tell themselves, just like you've suffered because of the stories you've told yourself. For a little moment now, look, imagine the world out there, billions of people, and let your heart open to how much confusion is being created because those arrows keep pointing away from the now. And so many people derive their sense of self by being hijacked by thought after thought after thought. Just as you've been hijacked, we've all been hijacked. Feel a little bit of what it's like to have empathy, not judgment, to feel compassion, not rejection. And so many times the past has taken hold and hijacked you. But today, this day, turn and look right towards your past and say thank you. There hasn't been a single experience that you've lived that wasn't necessary to help you make the countless choices that have brought you to this moment where you can look at yourself and say, here am I. So feel yourself, here am I. It's almost an undetermined psychological state. It's not a crisis of lack of identity. It's a fullness of being, a fullness without story. It's simplicity. It's gracefulness. And for your past, it is gratitude and forgiveness. And the future? When you've looked into the eye of the monster in the now and been brought closer to your essential self, is there anything life will ever present you with that you cannot just come back to who you really are and enjoy or be present in whatever you're experiencing? Why were you worried about getting to a better life when right now is the best life you can have? When we talk about the qualities of the awakened mind, we're talking about humility, simplicity, spontaneity and authenticity. We're talking about an intrinsic sense of empathy and compassion, trust and forgiveness. So for a moment, just let yourself feel who you are without your stories, who you are in your native, rich awareness. Years ago, a voice spoke to me, I knew it was not my voice, and said, "You have nothing to share right now with this man except love." I was working in the emergency room. I was about to administer some medication and admit someone to the hospital. And in those words, I stopped. I gave the syringes and the medication back to the nurse. And with real gentleness, just put my hand on the man's head. Suddenly, I became really hot. And he fell asleep almost instantly. That was my first taste, I believe, of a true relationship to another human being. There is nothing in this moment to give or receive that isn't love.